Luke chapter 21. And he looked up and saw the rich men throwing their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow throwing in there two mites. And he said, "Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has thrown in more than all of them. For all these have of their abundance thrown in to the offerings of God, but she, in her poverty, has thrown in all the living that she had." And as some spoke about the temple, how it was adorned with good stones and gifts, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone on another that won't be thrown down." And they asked him, saying, "Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall happen?" And he said, "Be careful that you're not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and the time draws near. Therefore don't follow them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, don't be terrified, for these things must first happen, but the end is not yet." Then he said to them, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be great earthquakes in various places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and there shall be great signs from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it will be for you a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to think before what you'll answer. For I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that all your adversaries won't be able to contradict nor resist. And you'll be betrayed both by parents and brothers and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you they'll cause to be put to death. And you'll be hated by all men for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head will be destroyed. In your patience, possess your souls. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that the desolation of it is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside it go out, and let those who are in the countries not enter into it. For these are the days of vengeance, so that all things that are written will be fulfilled. But woe to those who are with child, and to those who breastfeed in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and anger at these people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be walked on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking at the things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then they'll see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to happen, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near." And he spoke to them a parable. "See the fig tree and all the trees? When they now shoot out branches, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now near. So likewise you, when you see these things happen, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all has been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." and watch yourselves so that your hearts won't become overloaded by excessive indulgence and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day takes you by surprise. For like a trap, it shall come on all of those who live on the face of the whole earth. Stay awake, therefore, and pray always, so that you will be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall happen, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and stayed in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him.